What's up, bitch? Lynette. Today we are going to take a sharp right turn. I asked for listener requests and I got them. So I'm going through my list of emails and I tried to group together topics. And probably the most popular topic is relationship issues. So we're going to jump into that. My first piece of advice for these ladies, because it was all ladies, I want you guys to ask yourself this question and have the same conversation with your partner. Okay. In a marriage, I feel like boys are dumb. And you need to communicate clearly and effectively your needs, your wants, your desires, whatever that is. Okay. I say release expectations, but if you're going to continue to have them, at least communicate them, okay? They're never going to read your mind. And there's never going to be a point where they should just know, okay? You have to communicate. And I feel like boys are dumb because so often they take for granted what they have in relationships. They, you know, think that once you're married, that's it. There's no more work that goes into that. They kind of won, right? They won the prize. But what boys don't know is that there's always some other dumb boy that'll do everything that your spouse is asking from you. Everything. So I think it's selfish that sometimes these guys get caught up in that. And I'm not making excuses for your partners. I'm saying that you need to communicate clearly and effectively. And once you set your boundaries, it's just one of those questions of like, look, if you're not willing to love me at the level, you know, I desire to be loved, then walk away from that. Release me, right? That's it. It's very selfish to keep someone when, you know, you don't want to love them to their potential, when you don't want to commit to their happiness, their desires. So I want you guys to ask yourselves this question. Anyone that's listening, feel free to ask yourselves and have this conversation with your spouse. Ask yourself what you bring to your partner's life. It's something that I have focused on. I used to have the perspective of like, he's not doing enough for me. He's not loving me. I just had the wrong perspective of looking at everything that I wasn't getting, everything that, you know, wasn't working, instead of looking at the reasons, you know, why I was with him, what he did, what he brought to the table. And now I take a lot of pride in knowing, did I do my best, you know, this week, today, in this relationship? Because at the end of the day, we don't know what other people are going to decide. And I never want to have any regrets. So I give my all 100%. And I think any relationship, that's what it should be, is giving your all 100%. Guys don't really do this. And girls are, you know, giving the clues and the hints and all these things. And they wake up one day and they want a divorce and the guy's blindsided. What? I don't understand why you're doing this, right? And they freak out, but they just don't get the little clues. And the same thing, like a guy could wake up and change his mind. I've been through that experience. So I have prepared myself to have no regrets. I know, you know, if I'm being the best spouse possible, I guarantee that my presence in my husband's life would, it matters. And if I wasn't there, that would mean something to him, you know, because I am committed. I am, you know, I do go out of my way to do different things for him, things that I know would make his life a little easier, things that would, I'm constantly thinking about him. Are you thinking about your partner? Do you think about them? Do you, you know, give up some of your comfort, some of your, you know, are you selfish or are you selfless? Okay. Because I think that what makes me confident in being selfless when it comes to him is that I take care of myself. I take care of, you know, am I happy? Am I regulated? Am I emotionally healthy? Am I present? Am I in my current awareness? Your spouse cannot be your identity. Okay. And people, you know, one of the comments, the situations was, I don't know, this was actually a public post. I don't know how military wives do it. And I'm guessing like how they can handle their spouse being gone. And that's going to take emotional maturity. Okay. A lot of people in the military don't handle it well. And they're, you know, people are cheating. People are being ridiculous. You've got to have a foundation of trust. And you don't get to continually blame your past on reasons for mistrust, because that's going to cause a rift in the dynamic of your relationship, okay? Because you've got to be friends. You've got to be able to talk to each other. You have to be able to process emotions and feelings. And you have to be a whole ass person outside of your spouse. I told you guys yesterday, like, I have the things that are mine. I have the things that, you know, identify who I am. I have me to fall back on. So, you know, say Benjamin wakes up tomorrow and he's like, you know what, babe, someone else could love you better. And he signs divorce papers and walks away. I don't have to go through an identity crisis, okay? I'm not just his wife. I am a whole ass person outside of that. Now, is there a huge part of my life that is presented in what it is to be a wife and to be committed? Absolutely. I would have to. That's going to suck. All that realignment, that's going to suck. But I want you to ask yourself, you know, what do I do for my partner? Do I have any regrets? Am I loving them to the full potential they deserve? That's your job. It's not about, are they loving you? It's, are you loving you? And then are you loving them to your full potential? That's the best foundation for a partnership. Took me a long time to get there, but I got there, and it's worth it. It's worth, you know, the sacrifice, the commitment. And at the end of the day, relationships are hard. You know, the beginning, yeah, it's the honeymoon period. That's a real thing. But relationships evolve, they grow, they go through shit. If you ask my two oldest girls, my husband and I had a very toxic relationship. But if you ask my babies now, their question is, you know, my 9-year-old the other day is like, how come you and dad never fight? And it kind of made me laugh because, like, you know, we never fight. Do we disagree? Abso-fucking-lutely. Do we get, you know, stubborn in our beliefs and, you know, whatever? Absolutely. But do we always find our way back to the present moment, to the things that matter? Absolutely. We have learned to communicate because our relationship has evolved. Okay. My husband has reached a level of maturity where feelings can be talked about. And he, you know, has learned to be able to express, like, look, I just need more time with you, or whatever it is in the moment. There's a lot less explosions and a lot more communication. But life is going to continue to challenge you. Like, things are going to change. Things are looking different. Like, our whole dynamic has shifted. And how we handle this is going to determine, you know, how successful we can continue to be. Your partner is not everything you need. I do, you know, I'm watching one of my daughters in a relationship, and I see the signs of, you know, that's her whole definition. That's her existence. There's not really a lot outside of that. And there's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do. I can't, you know, she's going to have to grow through it. That is her task. And as a parent, like, that shit can be hard to watch because you think, oh my God, they're wasting time. But every experience I've ever had, it was never a waste of time. It was a lesson or a blessing. And I think they can grow through this. I think they can grow into who they are for each other. But at the moment, it's her identity. Okay. She's a kid. She'll grow through it. You're a grown ass adult. Okay. Your partner being your entire identity, you have to get outside of that. Okay, you're going to drive yourself fucking crazy. And when we meet someone, we have this expectation that they're everything I need. And in the honeymoon period, you know, boys are dumb and they show up as everything you need because they want to win you over or whatever. And then something happens once you're there and these guys forget to get back to the basics. Like, what did you do when you first started dating? Because that's the shit that matters. That's the stuff that kept that person going. And the people that fail to do that end up having a dissolution of marriage, okay? That's why the shit ends, because people are not committed to putting in that work. But you have to have something outside of yourself that is your own. You have to fill your cup before you can, you know, absolutely give to anybody else. And that can only be an excuse for so long. at some point you have to grow up and realize like you are responsible for your happiness. And a partnership is just that. Okay. So a relationship isn't 50-50. It should be 100% giving 100%. And when it's not, then we're not complaining about that, because there are some days where I'm only an 80% partner. I do have that, you know, communication of like, you have to have my back. And I've had to have that conversation. I've had to say, look, I need, you know, this is what I need from you. I'm going through a tough time right now. This is what I need to feel supported. This is how you can help me. I don't ever expect him to read my mind and to understand that. Okay. Communication is so important. You have to learn to listen. And that's what I learned to listen between the lines with what my husband would try to communicate. As someone who was never comfortable talking about feelings and tapping into his emotional side, he spent years and decades just pushing that stuff down. And yeah, it's uncomfortable for a minute. Absolutely. And did my husband gaslight me? Absolutely. You know, guys will try to do this. They will try to say like, you're just too emotional. You know, they put this back on you. But we've grown through that. I was able to step back and, you know, give it the patience and grace to realize he's new at this. Okay. You guys are here at this point in your lives in this relationship for the first time. This is the first day you've experienced this thing. This is the first day that we're waking up with, you know, these four kids and the things that they're choosing to do today. It's not like we have a play-by-play to be able to decide what's coming and how to handle that. So communication is absolutely more important. And you've got to be strong in your boundaries to know that this communication needs to happen no matter how awkward or uncomfortable it is at first. And you can't take it personal if this person starts to, you know, react or lash out or blame you because this is your issue and it's not their issue, because in a relationship, it belongs to both of you. If you are struggling with trust, you're going to hold a lot of resentment. So being someone who is trustworthy, then you don't have to go outside of that expectation from your partner. You treat people how you want to be treated. Does this work 100% of the time? Absolutely not, because there's just some fuckboys out there and you can't get past that. Financial issues, you guys have to communicate. You have to communicate about what your goals and your expectations are, where you want to go, how you want to save, whatever that is, you've got to communicate. If not, one person is carrying the weight of everything, and then there's like a lot of resentment building up. I do think it's important that, you know, there's a division of labor. Guys, if you're not providing for your family 100%, if your wife has to work in any aspect, whether she's working from home or she has an outside job, if she still has that other level of responsibility, I'm telling you right now, that house is not her responsibility. Absolutely, there should be a division. Fucking do something. You can't expect her, you know, to handle 100% of everything at all times. And I know that was another one of the public conversations of like, I have to do everything. Well, don't enable the person, you know, hand out tasks, make it clear what you need done. Maybe you need to sit down and set up a chore list. I mean, I've thought that sometimes, like we just definitely need a chore list, you know, and I say the comments of like, you know, let's do chores or whatever. And guaranteed, if I'm home and I start doing stuff, he gets up to help. And I love that. If he's home and there's dishes in the sink and he's not busy, guess what he does? He does the dishes. So it's important to divide that up, that you're both putting in the work. And what happens to the final big comment after I group these all together is how to deal with all of the routine. You guys have to set goals. If you don't have a future that's compelling, if you don't have something that you're working for, no matter how small, okay, maybe it's motorcycle pipes or maybe it's the dream house, whatever that is, okay, you've got to set the goal. Have something that you're working towards. Everybody falls into this routine. you know, and you take that for granted. You think that because, you know, 20 years ago you said, I love you, and you married someone, that that was all you had to do. And they should just know forever that you're loved. I married you. Isn't that enough? That's never enough. There has to be that, you know, every day making it intentional, an intentional choice of like, this is my person, this is who I choose. So if you can answer the question of like, you know, would I be missed if I walked out of my husband right now? Would there be an impact? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I do bring a level of love and peace and joy and, you know, stability to his life. He would miss that. There's a lot of things I think, you know, I know with full confidence I would make an impact. Would the same, like, what would I be missing in my life if my husband left? What would I be missing? Does, you know, that's a question for him to ask himself. Like, what would she be missing? What would I, you know, what do I bring to the table that if I walked out, what would be the thing she's missing? And that's something that you and your partner should sit down and have a conversation about. You know, not only does that, just having the conversation, it's practice, you guys. It's practice talking about your feelings. It's practice navigating your emotionals, your emotional well-being, your emotional maturity. And I think that's something that a lot of us struggle with. And you have to leave the past behind. That's a conscious choice. It's a conscious choice to drag that shit everywhere you go. So you want to carry that weight. You're doing it to yourself. There is no magic button that just like releases the weight. You have to fucking choose to say, look, I'm going to quit dragging this around. So I'm either all in, or you're one foot in, one foot out, and you're never going to get anywhere. If you're half-assing your relationships, if you're half-assing everything, you're lying to yourself. You're thinking that there's something to handle or to take, you know, that that's it. You're living in this constant state of I'm broken, I need fixed. Nobody can work with that. Nobody can work with that. And I guarantee it's going to cause a lot of friction. You are whole. You have everything you need inside of yourself. And I, whatever I can't handle, I hand that off to God. That is not my responsibility. That is not my worry. I can hand off the things I cannot handle. And everything else, it's just a matter of staying intentional in the present moment. Giving the best, I have to love myself the most. Loving myself the most means I continue to do the things outside of being a mom, being a wife, that are part of my identity. I have something outside of all of that. And I knew this awareness coming into, you know, my kids graduating, my kids going to college, is that my whole definition for so long was that I'm a mom. That's what defined me. I don't know who I am outside of that. And as my youngest, she's 5 and growing and getting independent and all these things, I've never not had a baby for like 20 years, okay? I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking out. But I knew that I needed to have my own things. You know, I needed to focus back on what my dreams and goals and visions were, because your kids are not your life. They're a temporary part of everything you do. And yes, they take a whole piece of your heart. They take a whole piece of your energy and your thoughts. But at the end of the day, they're going to have their own lives. And then where are you? And that's the same thing. Like, I'm always going to be, you know, because of the past and the things that I've learned, I will always be able to stand on my own 2 feet no matter what. So I will be a whole ass Brandon Lynette. I will not be lost and waver if my husband decided to leave. I will be strong and whole and know that I have, you know, I have my thing, and that matters. I don't know why my sound is going off. So, all right, you guys, I don't know if my headphone battery died or what's going on, but I don't think my sound is going to be the same. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Okay. That was kind of a lot, and I get it. It's heavy, but you have to understand that the belief that a good relationship is easy 100% of the time, it's creating an unreasonable expectation. Okay. You have to expect challenges. You have to be willing to grow. You have to be willing to have tough conversations. You have to be willing to call each other out on the bullshit. Okay. You only give power to people that you choose. That's it. Are you, you know, Don't give your power away. Don't give your power away. No one gets to decide how you feel. No one gets to, you know, decide what's important to you. No one but you. So stay strong in your core beliefs. Stay strong in your core values. This is a lot of what this podcast talks about is, you know, empowering yourself, that self-love, being independent, but absolutely unwavering in that unconditional love that you're reflecting on other people. Because the more that you can commit to this relationship with yourself, the easier it is to be in relationships with other people. That's coworkers, friends, boss, whatever, whatever that looks like for you, even with your kids. So make sure you guys are following me on YouTube. I've got TikTok is rolling. There's quite a few clips that get posted on TikTok every day. If you're not in my Listen Bitch Facebook group, jump in there. That's where I post the journal prompts every day because I know it's hard to stay committed to that, you know, relationship with yourself, the communication. But this is how I have healed. This is how I have grown. It's how I've been able to see with a whole different perspective. Journaling is important. So jump into that Facebook group and then make sure you're signed up for emails at brandonlynette.com. I have some new things coming up. If you are a marketer, I know a lot of you guys are home-based business owners doing your damn thing. I might have some tools for you that are going to change the game. So make sure you're on my email list. I'm doing a little bit of research and shit today and we'll get to that. We'll get to that soon enough. But I love you guys. Thank you for the listener request, honestly. And I know, you know, relationships are hard, babe. They're hard, especially if you're still trying to navigate the one with yourself. But don't take that shit for granted, you know? And if you know that you can't commit to your partner 100%, sometimes letting them go is the best option, you know? That's it. It's a sad truth. And we deserve to live our best life, and that means we deserve to be loved the most. So if loving yourself means setting boundaries and walking away from something that doesn't serve you, then I'm all for it, okay? I love you guys. Have a great day.